Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky. And I'd like to take this opportunity to invite you and welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Tuesday, February 27th. Who would believe the next to the last day of the second month already in this year? My, how time is flying. And of course, if you looked out and saw how bright the sun was shining, how clear the sky was, how warm the day has become, it doesn't seem like February. Thank the Lord for his blessings. Beautiful day that he's given us, and we surely owe him a lot of praise and thanks for his goodness. And so we're going to go ahead and get ready to move right along in the program. Let me take this opportunity, this being Tuesday, let me invite you to come out and be with us tomorrow night. We'll be having our regular midweek prayer service tomorrow night. That'll be at 7 o'clock. Wednesday night services are at 7 o'clock at the Island Ford Baptist Church. We'd love to have you come and be with us. We had some visitors that came in and that called earlier to find out what time services were that came in on Sunday, and we've been having some visitors that have heard us on the radio and have come in, and we're grateful for that. We'd like to invite you to do the same, and we'd love to make your acquaintance if we've never met. Love to see you again if we have, and you can be with us and worship with us on this Wednesday night. Well, Wednesday night's prayer meeting time. That means we have special time of prayer, also special time of taking prayer requests, letting our needs be known to one another, that we might share one another's burdens. And also, we'll have a study from the Word of God. We'll be preaching from the Bible. And so I encourage you to come out and be with us in that on this Wednesday night. Well, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Speaking about prayer, be a good thing to do. Amen. I'm glad God has given us the privilege of prayer. What a great opportunity and what a blessing we have to be able to lift up our voices to God, lift up our troubles, lift up holy hands without wrath and doubting unto God. Let's do that together at this time. Heavenly Father, I love you and thank you for your goodness, grace, and mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you, dear God, for you taking care of us and blessing us so abundantly, even when we don't know about it. Lord, you keep dangers away, and sometimes we never know there was danger lurking, and yet you've protected us, and I want to thank you for that. And then the times that we do know, and Lord, especially the times when we call out in fear to our God, I want to thank you that you're there. I want to thank you that you have it well in hand. You're a very present help in time of need. We can come to the throne of grace and find grace to help in time of need. And I want to thank you, dear God, that we can do that. And Lord, I pray now that you'd meet these different needs. Lord, I pray for Larry Belt, that you touch him as he's battling the cancer, and they've sent him home now, Lord, with hospice care. I pray, dear God, you'd be with him and strengthen him and bless and help his family in these days. I pray for Brother Hall's brother that also is at home with hospice care. Lord, would you touch and help him and meet the needs there? I pray for Brother Hall and Sister Hall. Would you touch them in their body and strengthen and bless and help them? Father, I pray for those in the church that have been sick, for the Woodard family. Lord, I pray that you'd help them. Brother Shelby, Miss Louise, with a car trouble, would you intervene and help them and meet their needs as well? Father, I pray that you would bless in our upcoming service tomorrow night. We're looking forward to it. Always love to be in the house of God. But Lord, I pray you'd use this broadcast today. Let it be a blessing to somebody. Let it be a beacon shining to point somebody to Christ, that they might have their burdens rolled away at the foot of the cross. Father, have your way, we pray. I pray, dear God, you'd be pleased, you'd be blessed and honored by the broadcast today. We ask it in Jesus' lovely and precious name. Amen and amen. Well, I sure do appreciate you praying with us. We're going to get ready to go to a couple of songs. Got time for two songs today, and then the message from the Word of God. Of course, we are still looking at Job chapter number 1 and the first few verses and then the last few verses as well, combining those and looking at the story of Job, considering Job. But before we do, I've got a song by my mother-in-law getting us kicked off first. Mary Johnson singing Bubbling. And I'm glad I've got something bubbling up down in my soul. It's the joy of the Lord since the Holy Ghost moved in. Amen. And then I've got one by the Shepherd family that goes along with our message that says, He's still been a good God to me, even when troubles come. Even when trials come, even when I don't understand what's happening, He's still been a good God to me. Hope these songs be a blessing to you. Our Bible reading for today is found in Job chapter number 1, verses 1 through verse 8, and stopping in the middle of verse number 8. And then picking up our reading again in verse number 20, on down through verse number 22. The Bible says in verse number 1 of Job chapter 1,
There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she-asses and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, every one on his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and to drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, "It may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts." Thus did Job continually. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, "Whence comest thou?" Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it." And the Lord said unto Satan, "Hast thou considered my servant Job?"
Verse number 20, Job chapter number 1. The Bible said, "Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped and said, 'Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.' In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly."
We're in the midst of a study on the subject called, "Hast Thou Considered My Servant Job?" We began looking at this subject and thinking about the fact that God brought up this servant, Job, for Satan to consider. I believe that he printed these words and told us this story that we might consider the servant Job.
I believe that there is much that we can learn and many applications that we can make if we will consider Job. As we've been studying these thoughts, I've sought to point out that suffering may be uncomfortable and undesirable for the present time, while being much more profitable than we might first imagine in the long-term picture of things. Job proves this. There's not a single person listening to this message who would volunteer to go through even a portion of what Job was subject to. But if we could see that our outcome might be as blessed and as far-reaching as Job's was, we might then consider enduring it for a while. Now, allow me, if you will, to try to catch us up with some of the things we've looked at in the previous messages to bring us up to date where we can begin today's message and today's new thought. I guess you might call the message of the first 2 weeks the warfare of Job, while our study for this week I'm going to call the wounds of Job. When God brought up Job to the attention of Satan, God was, in one sense, opening the door for Satan to enter into Job's domain and try to jerk the rug out from under Job, as we say. And in the process of that, we saw the devil attack Job again and again. I mean, everything Job had was gone in seemingly a moment, or at least a few moments' time. Job got one bad report followed by another bad report, which was followed by another bad report, which was followed by another bad report. And in all this, Job was being tempted of the devil to sin, and yet he did not succumb to the devil's temptations. He yet blessed the Lord. And so then a second attempt was made in which Satan attacked his very flesh. Now that brings us up to today's point as we think about the warfare of Job. And now we begin to look at the wounds of Job. Now to our text for today, here in Job chapter 1 and the latter verses, verse 20 through 22. Let's look back at those words again. The Bible says, "Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped and said, 'Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.' In all this, Job sinned not,
nor charged God foolishly. We find Job was very much troubled, and he did not try to hide the outward signs of his sorrow. The man of God is not expected to be a stoic. God does not expect us to stand up to suffering without any show of sorrow. God knows that his children do not have hearts of stone. No, we did before we were saved, but since our conversion, we have been given a heart of flesh. God has given us much more feelings and emotion than we had before we were saved as far as on the spiritual realm. And so when this spiritual attack came to Job, God did not expect Job not to suffer the infliction and the affliction of the pain that was coming his way. Often we seem to declare, or at least to present to the world, that a Christian must always be smiling, that there must never be any pain felt. But can I say to you, there can be joy in the presence of sorrow. Not that we always must be happy, not that we must always be smiling. We can have tears in our eyes and our heart broken with pain and with grief, and yet joy down in our soul because we're saved by the good grace of God. Job experienced that very thing. In the very depth of his despair, Job yet rejoiced in his heart. Job yet had praise upon his lips. Now there's the hard part for us, is moving that joy from our heart to actually promote that, to actually pronounce that with our lips in the midst of trouble. But Job succeeded, and you and I can as well. And we're looking at this point that Job found comfort in the truth that God is worthy to be praised and blessed in all things and at all times. Through all of Job's troubles, he said, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." On yesterday's broadcast, we ended up with just a little discussion there about the fact that we should never, never rob God of his praise. It doesn't matter how dark the day. It doesn't matter how bad the problem. It doesn't matter what's going on around us. God yet deserves to be praised. Amen. And so I'm looking at that phrase that Job said, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." Friend, I don't know what you're going through, and you don't know what I'm going through, but I'm sure that neither of us are going through what Job went through. I'm sure that neither of us are facing battles as harsh and storms as severe as those that Job faced in his family, his farms, his flesh. Oh, my. And yet Job could say, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." So if Job could, surely you and I could. But it shows me that Job means that the Lord is to be blessed whether he's giving or whether he's taking. God is to be blessed when he gives. He said the Lord gave. Blessed be his name. The Lord hath taken away. Blessed be his name. Amen. Surely, friend, it has not come to the point among God's people that God must do what we want him to do, or else we'll not praise him. Surely it's not come to the point that we think that God must do exactly like we like, or else we will not praise him. If he doesn't please us every day, if he doesn't give in to our whims, if he doesn't gratify our tastes, then we will not praise him. Friend, that cannot. No, that cannot be. Amen. Well, you say, "But preacher, I just don't understand what God's doing." Well, that may be true. Amen. It may be true that that God's ways are strange to you and I. And yet, does that mean that God has to explain himself to you or to I? Does God have to explain and detail to us what he's doing before we'll give him praise? Friend, is it true that you have trusted God for these many years, however that it's been, and yet you're not willing to trust him a few more? Can you not praise him? Listen, you say, "Preacher, I trust him. I just can't find it in myself to praise him." I would beg to differ with you. I believe if you can truly trust him, somewhere deep down you'll find that a trustworthy God is worth praising. Amen.
Amen. Well, I think about the fact that some of us have served the Lord for a number of years. Some of us have, for example, myself, I've been saved for 43 years now. This June will be 44 years. I've been saved by the good grace of Almighty God. Praise God. He's never let me down. He's never forsaken me. He's never left me. Amen. Surely I ought to praise Him today. Surely I ought to praise Him tomorrow. But I don't know what tomorrow holds. Well, still, God's been good these 44 years. Surely I can trust Him and I can praise Him again tomorrow. God is to be praised, both when He's given and when He's taken away. But can I tell you that God should especially be praised whenever we are moved by the devil to curse Him? If the devil wants you to curse, then you ought to praise God. If the devil wants you to forsake God, you ought to flee to God. If the devil wants you to turn loose from God, you ought to grasp hold of God. Amen. Satan had said concerning Job, Satan said to the Lord, put forth thine hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. And it seemed to me as if God had hinted that that was exactly what the devil was aiming at. So he went to his flesh. Perhaps Job could say, well, if Satan wants me to curse God, then I'm going to bless him. Amen. Job's wife suggested afterwards that he ought to curse God. But he would do no such thing. He would bless God. Amen. Now, it's not that Job's wife wanted him to curse God. She was being moved. She was a tool of the devil, a pawn in the hand of the devil at that moment. Amen. Can I say to you that it is usually a wise thing to do the very opposite of that which the evil one suggests that you do? If he says curse, then we should bless. Amen. I read once of a story of a man that was going to give a sum of money to some charitable organization. The devil said to him, you cannot afford that. Okay then, devil, the man said, I'll give twice that amount because I know the devil's a liar. I will not be dictated to in this way. That's what the man told the devil. Amen. He says, I will not be told by the devil what to do. And the devil said, well, you're a fanatic. And the man replied, okay, so then I'll give four times that amount. Oh, the devil says, what will your wife say when you get home and tell her you've given away all that money? And the man said, okay, devil, then I'll give eight times that amount now. And if you've got a good mind to it, you better stop, because he said, the more you tell me to stop, the more I'm going to give. If you tell me that I can't give eight times that sum, then I'll give 16 times that sum. And so the story says the devil was obliged to stop, because the more he tempted the man, the more the man went the other way. Amen. That, friend, is how it should be with you and I. When the devil says, curse God, you ought to praise him all the more. When the devil tempts you to turn your back on God, you ought to turn to God all the more. Amen. That's good advice and should cheer the suffering saint. Amen. Friend, have you been troubled by the devil? Have you been troubled in life? Can I tell you what's a good thing to do? Run to God, turn to God, serve God, please God, praise God all the more. And it may very well turn your troubles around. Amen. The devil says, curse. You ought to say then, devil, I'm going to bless the Lord. The Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away. These are the words of Job. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast. Hope you'll tune in this same time every Monday through Friday for another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. Until then, this is Pastor Farrell Shepherd saying good day and God bless you.